We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Chris Foss, Managing Director of Disability Solutions at Ability Beyond. And this October is Disability Month, actually. It is a Disability Employment Awareness Month nationally, and it celebrates the contributions of America's workers with disabilities. And Chris, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bill, and thank you for having me.
First of all, Chris, could you tell our listeners who may not be familiar with it exactly what is Disability Solutions?
Sure. Well, Disability Solutions, we're the national consulting division of nonprofit Ability Beyond, who is headquartered right here in Bethel, Connecticut. And our parent company, Ability Beyond, has been providing services for over 60 years to people with disabilities in Connecticut and New York State. We formed Disability Solutions, my team, about 5 years ago, and we work throughout the country to help large employers really implement a strategic approach to hiring people with disabilities.
Now, why is a consulting service like Disability Solutions necessary?
Well, that's a great question. You know, when you ask employers, nearly 40% of them say they're having challenges hiring qualified employees, while at the same time in the U.S., one in five people have some type of disability and are facing or have faced in the past barriers and challenges in getting hired. So this is really a underutilized talent pool that companies can tap into. And, you know, when we talk about people with disabilities and job seekers with disabilities, we're talking about a wide range of disabilities, both visible, things like physical disabilities, low or no hearing or speech, hidden, and also hidden disabilities, including mental health, medical conditions, or learning and cognitive disabilities. So as you can imagine, with such a wide range of people that we're talking about, it's also a group that comes with a very wide range of job experience, education, professional certifications, and skills. And so this is really an opportunity for companies to tap into a talent pool that they might not have before.
And really, if they don't, they're kind of missing the boat on this one, because there are, as you say, so many people out there with so many qualifications to do jobs for a number of companies.
Right. And actually, you know, the unemployment rate, of course, in our country changes month to month when they publish it out. But what really has remained consistent is that people with disabilities usually are, their unemployment rate's about 50% higher than the general population. So this is a qualified group that's out there and just has faced some challenges in getting hired. So it's a group that companies really should be looking at.
What are some of the companies, Chris, that you've partnered with?
Oh, thanks. Well, we have our first client 5 years ago is a company that we still work with today, PepsiCo. And we've worked with PepsiCo in nine different geographies throughout the country. They've hired just about 300 people during the work that we've been doing with them. And we've also been working with Synchrony Financial, headquartered right here in Stamford. We did a wide very successful pilot outside of Dayton, Ohio with them, have now expanded into Phoenix, Arizona, and they are looking forward to spreading it further throughout their country, throughout the country. American Express, and next month we're launching with Aramark down in Philadelphia.
All right, so it just seems like you're adding more and more as time goes on, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Companies are really taking notice, and we're also able to really demonstrate some great impact for each workforce. You know, for years we've talked about that this is a group that companies could tap into and that they would get some great results and some great talent, but now after doing this for 5 years, we have some really solid statistics, including among our clients and those they've hired, 14% higher retention over their average, much quicker rates of hiring, so we help them fill key positions quicker, and they're seeing much higher rates of people feeling comfortable self-disclosing a disability, almost 50% points higher. And, you know, that's important for companies who are government contractors from a compliance perspective. But really, what we're excited about is that means it demonstrates a positive and inclusive work culture where people feel comfortable as employees and being a part of the team and saying, hey, this is a disability I have, which can really help companies utilize their perspective to help them get further with their marketing and recruiting efforts.
Now, Chris, I mentioned at the top that this is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. So National Disability Employment Awareness Month, NDEAM, it's called for short, it comes every October, and it's a great time for companies to really think about issues around disability employment and to celebrate the value that employees with disabilities can bring to their workforce. Each year, there's a theme that comes out from the Office of Disability Employment Policy and the U.S. government. And this year, it was Inclusion Drives Innovation, which my team at Disability Solutions was really excited about, because what we've seen is that, you know, this is a nice opportunity for companies to educate their employees about policies and practices related to disability, but it's really a great time to focus on communicating the talent value and perspective that people can bring and how that can strengthen any company. If you think about it, people with disabilities, because of their disability, have often taken alternate approaches to a task or a problem solving in their daily lives, while others have taken the usual route, if you will. And it's really on that alternate path that innovation can occur, a new business practice, a new product or service, something that wasn't thought of before because someone's taking a different approach. So people with disabilities can really help bring that type of innovation. And I have some really great compelling numbers for employers, too. People with disabilities bring the talent to the workforce, but they also, in the U.S. alone, represent an annual spending power as customers of $645 billion. And then if you think about their friends and families and allies, those who would make spending decisions based on how inclusive a company is, how accessible they are with their products and services, we're talking about a market of another $4 trillion in annual spending. So this is a group that companies want to attract as customers as well, and what better way to do that than to have a workforce of people who can help inform with their perspective, can help inform your advertising, your product and service development, and how accessible your products and services are. So it's really a great opportunity all around for employers.
Well, Chris, we are out of time, and it's going all too quickly. Could you just let our listeners know where they can go if they'd like more information about all of this and about Disability Solutions?
Oh, sure. Thank you for that opportunity. If you'd like to learn more, you can visit us at www.disabilitytalent.org.
All right, very good.
And that's our main website.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you. That's Chris Foss, Managing Director of Disability Solutions at Ability Beyond. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC. News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.